what process to follow when you get a new record. This is Casey Musgrave's newest album, Deeper Well, the indie exclusive Spilled Milk splatter pressing, apparently with a scented sleeve. But while I open it up, let's talk about a good process to follow when you get a new record home. The first thing you need to do is inspect the record. We're looking for physical damage of any kind, scratches on the artwork or on the vinyl record itself. If you find anything alarming, you'd want to go exchange it, if possible, as soon as you can. Oh, and I did confirm the inner sleeve is scented, so that's pretty cool. Next, we'll place it on a record player and check for warping. Give it a spin and make sure it spins flat on your platter. Minimal warping is totally fine, just make sure there's nothing major. Then we'll give it a good clean to get all the dust and debris off before we sleeve it. I have plenty of cleaning videos that go deeper into this, so if you're interested, check those out. Now this is where I usually play the record, but for the sake of this video, let's keep going. Next, we will put the record jacket into a nice protective outer sleeve. I love these Invest in Vinyl ones. Then you want to put the actual vinyl record into a nice protective inner sleeve. Both are linked in my bio. Putting them in sleeves like this will also preserve that scented smell for a little bit longer. And then I'll put the inner sleeve directly behind the record inside of the outer sleeve. Then we'll place that hype sticker right on the cover. The final step I like to do before putting the record away is add it to my collection in Discogs. I use the barcode scanner and simply add it to my collection to track what I have and what I don't have. And now it's officially in my collection.